Now, let's start with the AFL Grand Final, which you are going to be performing at on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Are you pumped up for this big event, Robbie?
Yeah, I am pumped.
Good.
But, you know, you do gigs, and I'm sure that there's been, like, several big gigs that you've done just recently, and you try not to get pumped too early.
Absolutely.
Because it's futile and all this energy goes away. And by the time that you get there, you're too knackered to facilitate what you're being asked to do. You know,
got my son playing an under 14 grand final the other day. I said, mate, you just calm down and wait till you get there, till you get excited.
How did he get on?
Mate, he scored 22 out of the 26 points for his team. So,
wow. You know, fair to say. Has he been signed up?
No, he hasn't been signed up yet, but that was but I think it was a good start. Shooters have got to shoot, Rob. You know that.
Shooters have to shoot. There was several times in my life, like, I don't know what it is about long flights.
Yes.
But I think about all the things that I've done that were embarrassing.
Yes.
And I was just talking to myself going through Dubai Airport. I was like, remember that time that you did that and then you did that. And then I was feeling dreadful. And then I thought, shooters got to shoot their shot. And I just shot my shot there. And hey, these things happen. It was all to do with like girls that I'd got like my agent to go, will you go out on a date? And they never did.
I love this.
And then I bump into them like years later and I'm with my kids at the ballpark. And then they turn up and you're sort of like, yeah, I'm that guy that did that thing and this is embarrassing. Shooters got to shoot their shot.
And then you're not going to make all the shots, are you? And
no,
You made a lot of shots. We know you made a lot. You famously made a lot of shots.
Yeah, I made a lot of shots.
Many in Australia, by the way. Is that fair to say?
This has been a happy hunting ground
for me.
There
was talk of you back in the day when you were single. I knew people who worked at hotels.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a sport. It's like a sport. And I'm very, very grateful for all the memories.
Most of them you wouldn't remember. Do you think, what percentage do you think you remember?
Do you know what? I can't remember a lot, but I know how they made me feel.
All right, back to Saturday, tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm an AFL fan. It's a huge event. And, people will go absolutely crazy for you. And Delta Goodrum has been announced as to performing alongside you for one or two songs, I imagine.
Yeah.
She's a superstar, so that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Not only that, she's an incredibly kind person with a great heart.
Yes.
And do people know that about her?
She's known as an angel.
Is she like Australia's sweetheart?
She is.
She's very, very deserving of that place in your culture. I can vouch for that. Yeah.
You know, that will be a lot of fun. You mentioned today, I saw somewhere yesterday, that you did the World Cup in Russia in 2018.
Yeah, so. I did, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And so there was one point where you, for a bit of fun, you put the finger up to the camera.
No, it wasn't a bit of fun. What actually happened was my name was brought up in the Houses of Parliament and an MP said that Robbie Williams is taking Putin's blood money. And there was 1,100 news articles that went around the world with a headline that Robbie Williams...
Yes.
And, you know, it's the BBC were there, ITV was there.
Yeah.
Budweiser was there, Coca-Cola was there, McDonald's was there.
Of course.
You know, but it felt like I was being picked on. And then there was this like effort online to not have me go. And there was all of these brutal pictures and all these images that were thrown up. And I have to say, for the couple of days before going on, it wasn't a good time to be Robbie Williams in my head.
Yeah.
And there was just a moment when it was one of my lyrics says pimping ain't easy, but if you're selling it, it's all right. And I was just like, I did this for free. I changed the lyric. But of course, the 2 billion people that were watching it did not know that that was what was happening to me that week. So it caused an international snafu. Yeah.
Still, it's an interesting story. It's like one of those
you're in the eye of the storm.
Yes, of course.
And it was just, this feels dreadfully uncomfortable.
You are not represented. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That is annoying.
That being said, I will not repeat anything like that at the FL.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'll probably do something larrikinish.
Yes. Now, mate, it's an honour to talk to you. You're performing back in Australia next year. I mean, everyone's excited. So do you love the doing stadiums? And obviously, you've been doing stadiums for 25 years. How long since you first did stadiums?
It's got to be 20-something years now. Yeah. It kind of shot out the cannon and went very, very quick. I love having the ability to do it. I'm terrified that at some point there will be no stadiums for me to do. That's all you can have, really. It's like there's no pride or puffing out your chest that it happens. It's just the fear and the terror that you will become somebody that it doesn't do that anymore.
It doesn't do stadiums.
It doesn't do stadiums. You know, it's like,
can't you gracefully just lower the bar?
Not really. Cause like, you know, I have an ego and, you know, I'm brittle and, you know, it's like arenas should be enough, right? Not for this guy. It means I've failed if I don't have a stadium somewhere in the world to do, whether that be like Papua New Guinea. You know, as long as there is a stadium.
Oh, man, I love that.